For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Well, greetings today. This is day 5 in this 7-day series. My name is Steve Clark, and we are talking this week about overcoming the world. We looked at several verses in Revelation, promises to the overcomer. We saw how being born of God affects overcoming the world. We had the last 2 days talking about what it means to overcome the world. We talked about what the world is, the systems of the world. And we tried to answer the question, what does it mean to overcome the world or the world systems? We as Christians should have a biblical view of these systems, and we should not be deceived by the deceiver who is out to deceive the world, the whole world, and is doing a good job at it. We saw how there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God. We are either in one kingdom or the other. We are taking our cues from one ruler or the other. Who is Lord in my life, the God of this world or the Lord Jesus Christ? Notice I didn't say, who do I say is Lord of my life? I said, who is Lord of my life? There's a big difference. it doesn't matter who I say is Lord, but who am I obeying? The one I am obeying is really Lord of my life and Lord of your life. Did you catch the difference there? You know, we can say that Jesus is Lord, but if we're actually taking our cues, we're actually obeying the God of this world, well then we're just deceiving ourselves and we're being deceived. So that's kind of a brief overview of what we looked at the last 4 days. Today we're going to see how we can be an overcomer. How can I be an overcomer? And I have a few verses that I want to look at. First of all, in Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 25, it says, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Now these are the words of Jesus. And he said, if any man would come after him, that, and really what he's saying is if any man would make him Lord of their life, let him deny himself, take up his cross. And it's not just once in a while, but it's take up his cross daily and follow me. And I don't think it's talking about Jesus' cross. I think it's talking about our cross that we take up, that there's a cross for us to take up when we follow Christ. We're no longer living for ourselves. We're no longer living for our own pleasures and our own desires and our own comforts and all these things, but we're living for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there's no better one to live for than to live for the Lord and not for ourselves or for the kingdom of this world, the God of this world. And if we're going to save our life, if we're going to try to live our life for ourselves, if we're going to save our life, we're going to lose it. But if we lose our life in Christ, we're going to live our life for the Lord and for others, then we're going to save our life. And there's no advantage to gain the whole world and then lose himself and be cast away, because eternity is a long time. We might have comforts in this world, just like the rich man and Lazarus. He had comforts, and the rich man did, and Lazarus was a poor beggar. But there came a time where he was in torment, and Lazarus was in the in paradise with Abraham. And so Eternity is a long time, so we could gain the whole world and have all the comforts of the world and lose our soul, and that would be not a very good trade-off. So how can, the question that we have is, how we can be an overcomer. So we can be an overcomer by denying ourselves, coming after Jesus, following him, taking up our cross daily and following him. Also, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 says, and they overcame him, and this is talking about the god of this world, Satan. He's the serpent, the dragon, the devil. He's talked about in that those verses. In Revelation chapter 12, many different words given for him, who he is. He's the deceiver. And it says there that in verse 11, and they overcame him, the god of this world, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, what Jesus did on the cross, by what Jesus did to pay for our salvation, what Jesus did to make a way so that we can have, well, so that we can be overcomers in this world, but also so we can have a way to live for eternity with him. So it's through what Jesus did, the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And this wasn't just something that they said, but it was actually their testimony. It was what they actually did, the word of their testimony, what they actually did following Christ, what they actually were, believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, denying themselves, taking up their cross daily, and following Christ. And then they loved not their lives unto the death. Here again, it's dying to self. It's dying to our own pleasures. And even if it's physically dying for the Lord Jesus Christ. So how can we be overcomers? By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, the real, what we really believe or how we really are. And not loving our lives unto the death. Also, by coming after Christ, by denying ourselves, taking up our cross. All right, and then there's a good example that we have. Jesus set the example. He was an overcomer. It says in John chapter 16, verse 33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so Jesus is the example of how he overcame the world. And he said, don't be afraid. Don't be worried. He said, just follow me. I'll show you how to overcome the world. I have done it, and you can do it also. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And I believe that's what he says to us today too. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, and you can also. So also in that very, very same light there, the very same thing that we're just saying there about Jesus being the overcomer and that we can also, it's by abiding in Christ, like it talks about in John chapter 15, if we abide in him and his word abides in us, and that we're going to bear much fruit and we're going to be overcomers. Part of that fruit, I believe, is overcoming, being an overcomer. Maybe not just even part, but maybe a good part of it is being an overcomer. Part of it is reproducing ourselves, being witness. Okay, well then, the last one I have here is 1 John chapter 5, and this is in the same thought here. How can we be overcomers? And by abiding in Christ, as it said there in John chapter 15, but it says in 1 John chapter 5 that starting with we'll start with verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that you believe, for that these things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So, abiding in Christ, bearing much fruit, and these verses here in 1 John are talking about being in Christ. And this is a concept or a thought that's in much of the New Testament, Ephesians and Colossians, different places. Paul talks about being in Christ. And here John talks about being in Christ. If we are in Christ, we have eternal life. Says, he that hath life, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And this is not only talking about eternal life, but he is talking about life even now in this world, that if we have the Son and we're in the Son, we have life. And he that doesn't have the Son doesn't have life. So this whole idea or this whole concept of being in Christ, and I believe it's the same thing as what John was saying there in John 15 about abiding in Christ. But so do we have Christ? Is he really Lord of my life? If he is, and then that's how we can be overcomers, by being in Christ, by abiding in Christ, by loving not our life unto death, by following Jesus and taking up our cross daily. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. And we will continue our series on how to be an overcomer next time. God bless you.